And in standing, maybe you want to close your eyes just to bring your attention to yourself. To how you're standing. And maybe even you notice a small difference between the kind of weight you have on your left foot compared to the right. Maybe it's a little bit heavier. Maybe it's a little bit lighter. And you'll hear me through the next hour ask questions and feel free to answer, but really feel free not to. Really, they're designed to just simply direct your attention. So can you feel a difference between the way you simply stand, left and right?
I feel a little bit more pressure on the right leg.
Okay. So you have this awareness.
I think it's because of the accident, you know, like when my movements were restricted and stuff.
Sure. Yeah. So you're already very aware of some stark differences, left and right. How would it be if you were to lift a little the inside of your left foot away from the floor? So the foot remains absolutely in contact, but you let the lift the inside as if you're arching the foot and then let it go again.
Just a little.
There you go. And let it go. And let it go. And again with the left foot. So the toes remain soft and easy. And you're simply lifting the inside. Now turn your attention again to the right foot and lift the outside of your foot away from the floor, the outside of your foot. And let the toes can remain soft. And then let that go, and do the same with the left foot. And you can repeat these movements again and again, but with the Feldenkrais method, although there's a lot of repetition, we invite you to do each one as if it's for the first time. Perhaps you do it a little smaller or a little bigger. Okay. And maybe you can have some quiet knowledge to yourself about whether there's it's easier to do one foot than the other. Okay. So come to your mat and lie on your back. Simply lie and arrive here on your back. Allow yourself to arrive to yourself, arrive to yourself in this space. Arrive to yourself in this space at this moment. And what comes to your attention? What parts of yourself make contact with the floor? So if nothing else, we get to spend an hour with ourselves being quiet. What parts of yourself are drawn to your attention? Feel how you soften into the floor in places. Some places perhaps more than others. And perhaps we'll direct your attention a little. More specifically, perhaps you can sense how your shoulder blades make their contact with the floor. Directing your attention simply there, not asking you to do anything other than simply direct your attention to that place. Directing your attention now to your ribs, below the shoulder blades, how they rest, how they lie. And we have someone else joining us, whose name is
Twan.
Hi Twan, Robert. Please lie on your back. This is Zenon. Zenon. Welcome. So, we're simply arriving and arriving at placing some attention in the parts of ourselves that soften into the mat, into the floor. And we've nicknamed this lesson for International Feldenkrais Week, we've nicknamed it Finding Our Feet. Partly under the assumption that perhaps some newcomers would be arriving to the method this week, or at least in the hope that that would be the case. But its official name is Rajis of the Feet, so we're certainly going to be paying attention to our feet today. But we invite you simply to lie at the beginning, because this is useful as a place to check in with at the end as well, at the end of the lesson. Now, another useful place for us to check in with, given this lesson, would be your situation cross-legged, sat cross-legged. So come to sitting slowly, easily. Come to sitting in an easy way that lets the breath be easy. And cross your legs, as if you're sat cross-legged. And notice, which leg do you place in front of the other? And there you go, it's going to be different for everybody. Well, there are only two options, of course. But your way is your way. There's no right way in Feldenkrais, there's only simply your way. So you bring, in fact, both of you, your right to your, in front of your left. So how does it feel to swap the legs around now? How perhaps unhabitual or odd does that feel, or not? How easy does that feel, or not? Okay. Well, the crucial thing then with Feldenkrais is that you look after yourself. That you have, despite the relationship, the natural teacher-student relationship, if you like, we, in Feldenkrais we somehow have to negotiate a way to sidestep that, because really you're in charge. And I will deliver instruction over the next hour, but really, you can take it or leave it. You do what you need to do, and it's all about comfort, this method, and it's all about taking a rest when you want to take a rest. You really do have your own kind of agency or autonomy in this way. It's very important. Do what you don't feel like you're looking after me, you're looking after yourself. Yeah? It's a beautiful thing about the method, actually. Okay, come back to lying on your back, and lying on your back, slowly, very easily, perhaps in one of the most fluid ways you can, bring both your legs to standing. So your knees are pointing to the ceiling. And your feet are on the floor. Your feet are on the floor. Your feet are on the floor. And you can place them, experiment, place them a little further apart or a little closer together. How do your feet want to plant themselves on the floor in such a way that you can feel that this is the easiest position for you to maintain for a little while? And once you've found that place, it's a very much a method of trial and error. Try a little bit of this, try a little bit of that. Simply lift, maybe a millimeter only right now, the inside of your feet. The inside of your feet, and repeat this movement. So you lift the inside of your feet, but the outside of your toes remain soft. They remain in contact with the floor. So it's the inside that lifts a little away from the floor and back again. And as you do this movement, notice what's happening in your knees. Inside, and it's the smallest of inquiries, the smallest of movements is only necessary. And is there in any way a way that the knees can become even quieter than they perhaps are, that the movement is located simply in the inside of your feet, the inside edges of your feet? And now maybe play with the speed of that turning of the inside of your feet away from the floor and back again. How could it be that you might play with the tempo, the speed, the tempo of this movement? Maybe it goes slower, maybe it goes faster. But the knees stay quiet, the knees you might want to imagine are somehow fixed in space. And the inside of your feet simply lift away from the floor and back again. How can that be a simple, clean, easy movement? Is it a fast movement, a slow movement? Do you notice the challenge of the movement? If it's a challenge to pay attention to the smallness of this kind of movement, there you go, there's the challenge. Simply notice the challenge. It doesn't have to be judged. Simply there. And then let your legs long for a second or two. Let your legs long. So in Feldenkrais, I sometimes describe it as getting geeky with movement, because we're getting paying attention to some real specifics of movement. Here we are in the inside edge of our feet. Bring your legs back to that position so your feet are standing where they want to stand, where it's comfortable to stand, the feet are there, making contact with the floor. And this time, pay attention to the outside edges of your feet, the outside edges of your feet. And turn the feet so that the outside edges lift away from the floor and back again. Maybe you want to think of it another way, is that the inside edges come close to the floor. And as you play with this movement, how can it be that you still the knees? That you can imagine, perhaps, that someone's come along with their hands and they've said, "Hey, knees, stay there a while. I want to see what the feet are doing." I want to see how this movement can be located there. So it can also be helpful to think of this movement as being located somewhere in the ankles. The outside edges of the feet are being lifted. Lovely, lovely. Now, alternate. Inside edges lift away, the outside edges lift away. Inside and outside. And play with your tempo. Play with contrast, maybe a few times faster, a few times slower. But all the time, how can you still the knees? How can the knees remain still in space? And this movement being the foot only. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves to make smaller, more subtle movements for that kind of thing to happen. Faster and easier, inside, outside. How small can this movement be? And as you do this movement, one way to check how easy it can be, or easy it is to notice what your breath is doing. What's your breath doing? Is it at any time interrupted by this concentration that we have and we're directing to this small part of ourselves? And if it's interrupted, what strategies can you employ to allow your breath to go in an uninterrupted way, to flow in an uninterrupted way? Is it that you go slower? Is it that you go smaller? How is your breath easy? How does it flow as you do this simple in-out movement? And then let the legs long and rest a moment there. Feel how it feels to rest now. How your heels make their contact with the floor. How the legs land. Maybe even how your arms land or rest on the floor beside you. How your palms make their contact or not with the floor. Now, this time, bring simply your right leg to standing. Your right leg to standing. And let that be where it needs to be right now. And then, with your arms long, bring your left knee out to the side so that your foot, your heel, somehow makes its way into the gap between your right heel and your right buttock. It doesn't have to get there. But it might go somewhere near what we might call the bridge, under the bridge. You imagine that your right leg is standing as it is and it forms some kind of bridge, and your left foot wants to arrive under the bridge somehow. Now, if you have to make some adjustments to the position of the right foot, then go ahead. Your left knee is out to the side. And I did leave these cushions by you, so if you felt like you needed a cushion under your left knee, that's also possible for you to use. Now, take your left heel a little further to the right, slide it, and a little further to the left, slide it. Simply play with the position, the travelling of this foot. Imagine I have this image in my head of it being like a ship making its slow journey under Tower Bridge. And it's lovely that you make your own version of this, if you do, that you explore this for yourself. For now, simply moving the heel underneath the gap, if you can. Noticing how easy is that trajectory. And then let that go, let your legs on. Take a pause. And in the pause, of course, it's possible to use it as an opportunity to not only rest, but allow your system to make its adjustments and you to notice if there are any differences that are appearing in your awareness. Now bring the left leg to standing this time. Your left leg to standing, forming a tower bridge, let's say. And then take your left knee out to the side towards the wall. Sorry, right knee. Apologies. There we go. And your right knee goes off to the side so that it's possible for your right heel to make some kind of journey under the bridge. And explore what that journey might be. Make it easy, make it small, make it slow. How does it go? Do you notice any difference this time? Is there any quality of difference or not? Explore what that movement is. With the right foot planted on the floor, the left foot planted on the floor, I'm sorry, left, right, left. And then you can let that go. Let that go. Let the breath be easy. And of course, while I mention the word breath, I could do a better job perhaps of asking you to pay attention to your breath as you do those sorts of movements, because of course they're a bit strange perhaps. They might perhaps even get stranger for you. And the breath is always a really good indicator of how much extra effort we might be putting into the doing of these movements, the execution of these movements. So in the Feldenkrais method, it's all about ease, it's all about comfort, it's all about allowing the breath to flow. So bring your right foot this time to standing. Bring your right foot to standing. And open the left knee, as we just did. And stand the right foot on the left foot, on the edge of the left foot. And here, in this position, lift the inside edge of the foot a little. And lift the outside edge a little. So you allow the left foot to be a kind of floor for the right foot. The left foot's a floor for the right foot. And you're simply experimenting here with the inside of the foot lifting, and the outside of her foot lifting. So it's like a... You're creating an edge with the left foot that the right foot kind of pivots on. And as you do this movement, notice what's happening in your right knee. How is it possible to make this movement the smallest it needs to be, so that the activity is largely located in your foot, your ankle joint, rather than your knee? The knee is pretty much fixed in space. The differentiation is happening in your foot. You alternate the outside edge of the foot and the inside edge of the foot. You're resting when you need to. But adding something in here. Now, place your left hand on your forehead. Place your left hand on your forehead. And as you alternate the foot, the movement of your right foot left and right, turning the inside and outside edges away, roll your head. Roll your head one way. Roll your head. So your hand on your forehead brings your head looking to the left and looking to the right, slowly. It's a bit like one of those sort of pat your stomach and stroke your head, or vice versa. So I'm really asking you to do two things at once, but to pay attention to the fact that perhaps, it's not a fact at all, but it's highly likely that it's easier one way, easier to roll your head one way than the other, at the same time as pivoting your foot on the edge of the other. Can you tell which way is easier? Which way doesn't interrupt the movement of the foot? You might need to go slow to do it, but very often, one way flows, one way is smooth as you pivot the foot, and one way is less smooth. One way becomes a little bit interrupted, a little bit jerky, a little bit less flowing. Now, still the head in the center, and this time, while you move the foot left and right, or pivot left and inside and outside, move your head simply from the center to the left only. The center to the left. And back again. So your head rolls one way to the left and back to center. And your foot is pivoting on its edge at the other. And then let the head go in the other direction, to the right, as you pivot the foot, the inside edge and the outside edge. Very much the movements in the outside edge and inside edge of the foot. Toes are soft. Is it easier this way? Or is it not so easy this way? And then perhaps let the head do its own thing without the arm. Let the arm rest. If you pivot the foot, if you move the outside and inside edges away, what does your head want to do? How does it want to be? so we can develop the independence of the head in this movement. When the foot's inside edge lifts, does the head go one way or the other? And when the foot's outside edge lifts, does it go one way or the other? Okay, let that go, let that go. Let your legs long. Rest there. And of course, rest when you want to rest. Please don't wait for me. If it's at any point too much. This time, bring your left leg to standing. The left leg is standing, it's in a lovely place. Your foot's on the floor, where it needs to be. And bring your right leg, your right knee out towards the wall in such a way that you can get into that same situation we're in the other moment, but this time in the other direction. So your left foot sits on your right, somewhere on the edge, so that you can lift the inside and the outside edges of your feet alternately. Now, how can you do this in such a way that your knee is fairly still? Of course, it's going to move. It's going to be involved. But how can you minimize the involvement? With difficulty, yeah. Yeah. There you go. So allow the movement to be what it needs to be. If there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of movement. Maybe you can even simply imagine that the knee's still. Maybe it's something you can do in your thought. Your imagination only. Now, once you've established that movement of the inside of the foot and the outside of the foot lifting on its edge of the other, pop your right hand on your forehead. Pop your right hand on your forehead and roll your head one way and then the other, left and right. Do this in an easy, smooth way and enjoy the easy, smooth way in which you can do this movement while your foot also does its movement, lifting the inside edge and the outside edge on the right foot. And perhaps enjoy the messiness of it, perhaps enjoy the not making sense of it. Feel how it is. Simply feel how it is. How does it work if you go slower? How does it work if the breath is easy? And then how does it work if you limit the rolling of the head from a center place? Let it go center. And then only to the right and back again, several times. Center and right, several times. But of course, at the same time, your foot is also moving. It is also moving. The left foot is on the right. The inside edge is lifting, the outside edge is also lifting alternately. And then, next time your head's center, leave it there. And then do the same again, but this time with your head rolling to the left and back to center. But of course, this is a movement you find a way to do it in an easy way, with your foot also moving, the head's moving, the foot's moving. How is it that they can move together? That they can move with a sense of connection? Which way is easier? Which way goes uninterrupted? Which way flows? Now perhaps another way to answer that question is to let your hand away from your head and let your head be a little more independent. Stay with this foot movement, stay with the foot movement of the left and the right. Head. As the inside edge lifts, what does your head want to do? And as the outside edge lifts, what does your head want to do? And then whatever it wants to do, or whatever it's doing, do the opposite. And then once you've done the opposite, do the original movement. Which one's easier?
Which one feels more habitual, more natural?
And having explored that, let your legs long and rest.
So we're finding our feet. We're finding our feet very literally, and we're perhaps finding our feet metaphorically as well. I'm one of about 50 soon-to-be fully-fledged practitioners. We graduate in August from a training in London, and we're integrating with a wider community of Feldenkrais practitioners in the UK and indeed internationally across the world. And as I'm sure you know, this is International Feldenkrais Week, and a fair few of us, I'd say about 10 or 15 of us, are all teaching this very same lesson this week in different parts of the country, maybe even in different parts of the world, I'm not sure. So we've all chosen this lesson, and we're all comparing notes, and we're all planning to create a bit of a buzz about it on a special Facebook page called Finding Our Feet, and a Twitter hashtag. So I'll invite you to maybe contribute to that afterwards. But of course, Finding Our Feet was a name we chose because we expected some people new to the method. Whether we're new or not, I guess we're always finding our feet to some extent. And part of that finding our feet, I think, is something to do with this method, is engaging in this kind of riddle. Very often the Feldenkrais ATM lessons, the awareness through movement ATM lessons, are like little riddles. They're kind of puzzles for the body. That's why we get into these sort of unusual, strange configurations in order to attend to strange situations which perhaps invite us to ask questions we wouldn't ordinarily ask. Okay, so come back into the position where your right leg is standing this time. Your right leg is standing. Knees in the air, your foot's on the floor. And your left leg comes out to the side, so your knee goes off to the side, and you're in a similar position. And whereas last time your right foot was on your left foot, this time, how would it be if you placed it a little further up the leg? Maybe even towards the knee. Maybe even on the calf. But this is very much an individual thing. Where does it feel comfortable for you to place your foot that wasn't in the position of the edge of the foot. Now, wherever that is wherever that is. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's simply what is. And there, play again with that familiar now movement of lifting the inside of the foot and lifting the outside of the foot. The inside edge and the outside edge. And you might be able to feel the contact your foot now makes with a different part of your skeleton. No longer is it on the edge of your foot, but it may be on your ankle, it may be on the tibia or the fibula, the bones in your legs, lower legs. Wherever it is, allow the exploration to be slow, allow it to be easy, allow it not to interrupt the breath, allow your breath to be easy. Allow your breath to be easy. Notice how still your knee is. How would it be if you were to employ the services of your knee a little more? So allow now your knee, your right knee, to come closer to your left knee and further away from your left knee, so that it's the thing that now initiates the movement of the foot and the movement of the ankle. And notice where else this happens too, in your hip joints, in your pelvis. How the knee, moving towards the other and away from the other, towards the floor and away from the floor, slowly, also brings your hip joint into play, your pelvis rotates. And that this movement travels further up yourself, further up through your spine, and you get this kind of lovely twist. And that this twist also starts to appear or have an effect on the movement of your head, the rolling of your head. Now, where does the rolling of your head need to happen or want to happen? Where does it naturally happen? Slow, keep it easy, keep it smooth, keep it comfortable. Keep it full of integrity. Keep it being the thing it needs to be. And then let it go. Simply let it go and rest. And in the rest, always, always allow your attention to go where it goes. Notice what you notice. Allow your nervous system to adjust, respond. Now, this time bring your right knee, left knee, I'm sorry. Bring your left knee to standing, your left leg to standing, your left foot on the floor. And your right knee goes out towards the wall, off to the side. and your left foot could sit on the edge of your right foot, but no, it's going to travel a little bit further. A little bit further. Perhaps it goes a long way further. Perhaps it goes to below the knee. Perhaps it's just above the ankle. Allow it to be easy. Allow it to be easy. Allow it to be what it comfortably can be. And play again with this movement of lifting the inside edge of the foot. The toes are soft. The inside edge of the foot lifts, and then the outside edge of the foot lifts. And your attention at this moment, even though we know the sequence of movements, we know what's coming next. Allow your attention to simply be placed in your foot and the lifting of the edges and the movement that happens in your ankle. So how is it possible to simply locate the movement or isolate the movement here? One of the lovely things about this lesson is it promotes a kind of independence of the foot. Of course, it's integrated with the rest of your movement. But it encourages a little bit of attention to a place perhaps we don't always give this much exclusive kind of attention to. Now, having given it its time, given it its due, the foot lifting, the ankle, this time bring your attention to how your knee is getting involved. How does your knee move in space towards the other knee and away from the other knee in such a way that it moves the foot from side to side? It moves the foot over the other leg and the contact it's making with the bone there. And as you move your knee, of course, notice what else is coming into play. What else is coming into play? Well, more than likely your pelvis, your hip joint, your right hip joint is opening and closing. It's lovely to direct your attention, your mind's eye, to this part of the activity. And as you direct your attention there, of course, you can direct your attention further up. Let it travel. How does it travel further up your spine? How does it travel further up your spine between your shoulder blades to your head? How does your head roll from one side to the other as you move your foot and your knee and you get into this lovely twist? And you do it with the kind of ease and grace and elegance, because it's a smooth and easy ride. And whatever way your head's going in relation to your foot, do the opposite. Notice and do the opposite. Where we get a little bit mischievous in Feldenkrais. We go, that's too easy. Let's just make it more difficult for a moment. Less habitual. In order then that we can come back to the way that we were first doing it. To notice the difference, but also to allow the nervous system to understand that it has choices. You have choices in your movement. Your head can go one way in relation to your foot and the tilting of the pelvis and the knee, or it could go the other. Of course, we can do all the thinking about it, and then we can let the thinking go and let it just be. Do what it needs to do. Which, of course, is always easier said than done. Okay, let that go, let that rest. Let your legs long. Take a moment. Notice how your breath breathes. as we approach the finale of the lesson. How would it be if you came to sit cross-legged again in a really easy way? Would you go out to the side? Would you roll to one side? How would you come to a cross-legged position in the easiest way possible? In a way that doesn't interrupt the breath. Would you roll to one side? Try it. Would you get there by rolling to one side first? Or would you come a more direct way upwards? The fact that you're even thinking about it is lovely. Come to a cross-legged position and notice if you've got one leg in front of the other. Now pop your hands behind you. Pop your hands so that you can rest on them. There you go. And in this position, roll your pelvis up. Lift your pelvis so that you roll over your feet. And back again. So, your hands are behind you. And it may be possible, or it may be possible for you to do a version of something in that kind of thinking about how your feet roll forwards. And maybe it helps to look up as you roll forwards and look up. But there's a way to do this smoothly, easily, whatever it is. And then, having explored that, pausing, and then swapping your legs around so that the other is in front of the other, and then doing the same movement, rolling onto the front of one foot. As your pelvis lifts and you look up, as your belly pushes out, you look up. And you notice how easy that is one way and the other. And having explored that, lie down again. And now this time, bring both your knees out to the side, so that the soles of your feet are touching, or at least heading in that direction. And in this position, can you bring the inside of your feet into closer contact, so they might press into each other, and then the outside, so that they press into each other. Let this be a subtle movement, let it be an easy movement, let it be a small movement, as small as it needs to be. And play with the changing contact of the foot against foot. Inside of each foot kisses the other, makes closer contact with the other. And then the outside makes closer contact. Inside, outside, inside, outside. Play with the tempo if you like. How slow can you go? How fast can you go?
And then do the same thing with your feet slightly apart, if that's possible. So the inside of the feet come closer together, and then the outside of the feet come closer together. Inside and outside, but this time they're not touching, or maybe they are. But there's a feeling that they're moving away from each other rather than coming close together. And then having explored that, bring them back into contact again for one last touch. One last touch to say goodbye, foot to foot. Inside edge, outside edge, saying the last goodbyes. Before you let your legs go. That you let the legs long, let the arms rest on the floor, let your breath be easy. And then you feel how it feels to be here now at the end of the lesson, having made these perhaps unfamiliar inquiries. How does it feel to be in a more familiar position? Simply lying. At the beginning of the lesson, we paid some attention to the soft places as we lay. Soft places in our shoulders, making their contact with the floor. The soft places in our shoulder blades, and the soft places behind the ribs, and the ribs easing into the floor, and the soft places of your back. Does that feel different? Does that feel different now than it did at the beginning of the lesson? Has anything changed? How's your breath? How easy is that? Now come back to cross-legged position. Come back to a cross-legged position and notice how that feels. Is that an easier place for you to be than it was before? And what about in the less habitual way, if you were to swap the legs around? Is that an easier place to be than it was before? And how would it be now to feel how it feels standing? Come to stand. Standing on the floor. How does it feel to lift the inside edges of your feet and the outside edges? How little do you need to do? How flexible are your feet? How new do they feel? How different do they feel? And then simply stand. Stand. Stand and walk. Stand and walk.
yourself to enjoy walking.